Everyone deals with stress in different ways. For some, it's meditation or maybe running. For one stay-at-home mom in Concord, though, it's an arcade game in the midst of what some might say is making a bit of a comeback. Yep, pinball. She's so good, in fact, she's ranked as the number one player in the state of North Carolina. WFAE Sarah D'Elia caught up with the local pinball wizard and has this story.
Sunshine Bond stands in front of a Lord of the Rings-themed pinball machine. She does a sort of two-step dance, leaning her body to the left, then to the right, to seemingly will the ball in a certain direction. There's a method to this pinball madness.
I just saved a ball from the out lane by hitting the side of the cabinet a little bit.
That sort of nudging is legal in pinball, by the way. The 41-year-old stay-at-home mom is constantly studying the rules of the game and watching other players in person and on YouTube to pick up new techniques.
Now I've got two balls on my right flipper, going for another ramp shot. I'm gonna see if I can get this ball over to the other flipper.
And the hard work has paid off. Bon is currently ranked the number one player in North Carolina by the International Flipper Pinball Association. Bon was first drawn to the game as a child when her parents took her to an arcade.
I think it was the lights and the sounds. And I would pull up a stool and stand on a stool so that I could look over the glass. And I was always much more interested in playing pinball machines than I was any of the video games.
She's held on to that interest throughout her life. But several years ago, when living in Florida, a local establishment started holding monthly pinball tournaments. So she decided to see what she could do.
And I had never been in a pinball tournament before, but I got second place in the very first tournament that I went to there. And then I was just kind of hooked on competitive pinball.
When her family moved to Concord about 3 years ago, finding the pinball community was one of the first things she did. It's a huge part of her social life, and it's a stress reliever.
There's no problems in my life when I'm playing pinball. It's just joyful. And even when I lose the ball, I'll give a yell, but then, you know, I get another ball.
Pinball, she says, helps her juggle work and play. Meditative is a word she uses to describe the game. It's just her and the ball. And as a parent of a child with special needs, she says the game keeps her balanced.
If I didn't have pinball in my life, it would be just a whole lot of work and a whole lot of stress. And it's so nice to have something that I feel like I'm good at. Raising a child is a long-term project, and you don't know how it's going to turn out until, you know, the end. So, yeah, it's absolutely instantly gratifying to play a pinball machine.
She practices about every other day during the week. Today it's at Save Point Video Games in the University area of Charlotte. Later in the week, it could be Charlotte's latest barcade, Abari in Noda. And on the weekend, she can typically be found playing a tournament somewhere in the state. Small tournaments have a cash prize of $10 to $15, but the bigger the tournament, the larger the cash prize can be. Bon is a self-described introvert, but get her talking about pinball and she lights up. It gives her a confidence and sense of accomplishment. And Bon enjoys welcoming new people into the pinball community, offering advice or insights to tricks of the trade. But she's got a competitive side too.
And I'm really loud when I lose a ball or a game, especially if I feel like I made a mistake, like I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. I will yell. But that gets it out of my system really fast.
Yeah, it's like a quick cleanse.
Exactly. Okay. It's a quick cleanse. It's like, ah! And then, all right, now I'm back to my focused gameplay.
For now, Bon is enjoying that number one spot, which can go down depending on the number of tournaments she plays and where she places in them. Her goal is to take her pinball career as far as she can, hopefully one day becoming a world pinball champion, showing everyone, including herself, that she can play a strategic, well-thought-out, and yes, a mean game of pinball. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.